Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This Haberman and Middlecoff segment is brought to you by Ease.com, promo code HAM, Middlecoff.
Promo code HAM, $20 off first purchase, over $50 free delivery.
And it's brought to you by MyBookie.ag.
Promo code HAM1, that's HAM, H-A-M, and the number one. You get it, your initial deposit, you get an extra 50% bonus.
Now to the pod. Draymond talked to Sam Amick. And this is what he said about KD and the championship and the team. He's part of it right now, Green said about Durant. Whatever happens this summer happens. Whatever the hell he do, he does. If he go, he go. If he stay, he stay. But while he's here, we're going to win another championship. It's that simple. Nothing else matters. Draymond also told Sam that people are just convincing themselves that the Warriors are beatable, which I actually agree with Draymond on that. But what do you think of Draymond just saying, like, yeah, if he's gone, he's gone. If he's here, he's here. But we're trying to win a championship this year.
To me, it's just he's kind of in he's gone. He's not going to be on this team next year. But we're going to win a championship this year. Watching the game on Saturday night, it's not really arguable for me. They are much more fun to watch without Kevin. Are they better? No. I mean, Kevin's the best player in the league. But they are more fun to watch. They feel a little bit like early Warriors. The ball movement, Steph and Clay, just the fucking rock stars. Draymond is doing Draymond. And they got this kind of cool added element now. Oh, damn, Boogie's on the squad? It's kind of fun. It kind of, you know, it fires them up.
Well, Boogie's going to be kind of fun here now.
You Kerr said it. I just read he's going to play tonight because yeah, Boogie rolled his ankle or something.
Yeah.
That'll be fun. But Kevin, is Kevin back tonight? Or is he out still? Maybe he's still out.
I think he's still out.
It's just more fun to watch.
Somebody else is out tonight. Is it Andre?
Yeah, I think they were going to – I saw Slater say that they have a back-to-back. San Antonio, then Minnesota. They're probably going to rest guys and, like, kind of stagger them. So, I mean, Steph and Clay might be off tomorrow night. It may be sneaky just giving Boogie a rest. You know, like he's rolled his ankle or whatever.
Yeah.
It's coming to an end, and I don't mind it. Like, yeah, they might not win, but they're going to be more – they're not fun to watch really with Kevin. And it shouldn't be the case because they're so good, but they're not. I don't find them that enjoyable.
I think part of it, too, is you feel – maybe you need him to be gone for you to feel like they're somewhat vincible, not invincible. I don't know if that's part of why you feel that way.
Well, they just used to play with more of an edge and just yeah. It's hard when you've been dominating this long. When Steph is your lead singer, I just enjoy watching it more.
I agree with you there. I do think it'll go down as a really impressive championship if they win it and then Kevin leaves. If they win it and then Kevin stays, it doesn't change what they did necessarily. But if he leaves, what it shows us is all the stuff that we've all been talking about was real.
Like, but you admit if it gets tweeted by Woj, Kevin Durant is re-signing a 1-1 with the Warriors, that'd be kind of holy shit at this point.
Yeah, it'd be shocking. Now, I do think it's a tough spot if a team wins a championship and it's your third in a row to just walk away from it.
But the way we've been talking about this all year, like, we were already assuming they were going to win the championship.
I know. But I still think, like, from the outside, all this little stuff kind of gets ignored sometimes, right? A lot of times what happens is you don't hear a lot. A team doesn't win. And then you find out afterwards that there was a bunch of stuff going on behind the scenes when a team underachieves, right? But for this to be out in the open to the point that it is, for them to win it, if then everything gets validated, which is what him leaving would do, it would validate all the talk that we've had. And they still want it? Now, part of that would be his credit. Like, he's going to have to play well. Like, that's going to be pretty impressive, John. If this team basically goes Belichick, and it doesn't even matter what's happening in the locker room, they just go out and win. And that's what I take away from Draymond's thing is like, at the end, all these guys want as many rings as possible. And if they put that above whatever drama or it might not even be drama necessarily, just all the talk, all the distraction, I'm going to be impressed by that because it's just this type of stuff usually affects the way a team plays.
I do think it's been an elephant in the room since day one, so it's a little unique. Like, it's kind of felt like he wasn't going to come back. I mean, Draymond snapped on him earlier this year.
Right.
It's kind of a weird, unique situation. It's just an out. Like, when LeBron – last year, the elephant in the room with LeBron was different because he was just on a different level. Where Steph, Clay, and Draymond – I think they maybe – I don't know about Steph, but Clay and Draymond would say, yeah, he's a better player than me. But they look at him like equals. Yeah, we were winning before this guy got here. I think that's what Draymond like literally said to him verbatim.
You're like, we're not going to let you take us off track from a championship that we think we'd win anyway.
Yeah. You're not dictating our terms. We won here without you, and we'll win again with you. I think that was Bob Myers' quote to him, right? Listen, man, we already won a championship. We're going to win it again, but we will win more with you.
Yeah.
I'm watching them against OKC thinking, now Boogie's a huge element. Like that team with Boogie, they would win the championship.
How about Russell's tech on Clay?
Did you think that Clay would have been justified to snap back on
him? Yeah, he would have. He just ran at him and like tried to shoulder him. It was so bizarre.
Kind of messed up, man.
Like to me, you could. I don't want to get overly sensitive, but if you had tossed him for that, I wouldn't have been mad. Like I would have been like, okay, that doesn't seem inappropriate to throw him out of the game for that because it was kind of crazy.
Did you see his post game video when they were asking him about the text
when he was drinking?
Yeah, next question. I was thinking about this real time. When is the last time a point guard got 16 techs and missed a game? A point guard. It happens with bigs.
Has Chris Paul been close to that line?
I don't think he's ever got suspended for
a game. No, I don't think he has. I'm just trying to think if anybody's ever been close.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.